Welcome to A Miracle Every Day. My name is Eric Sellerier, and today Holly is reading the miracle of the day. Enjoy, my friend.
This week, let's continue to talk about the keys that enable us to experience divine acceleration. I'm sure you've read the passage in the Bible in which Jesus' disciples ask him, "Who is greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Matthew 18:1. It's human nature to want to be the greatest, the most recognized. It's also human nature to compare yourself, to put yourself down, and to place the blame on others. There's a conflict between what we want for ourselves and what we contribute to others. Jesus came to bring new perspective into the situation, the divine nature which we can participate in. And because of His glory and excellence, He has given us great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable you to share His divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. And that is 2 Peter 1:4. This divine nature is that of a God who lowers himself in humility to serve and obey to the end. Philippians 2:6-11. It is this divine nature that the Bible invites us to participate in. The sixth key to experiencing divine acceleration is pursuing humility as a treasure. Embracing the humble nature of the Creator and Savior, Jesus showed us the way to be great in the kingdom of heaven. May I pray for you? Lord, lead my friend and shape his or her heart and life so that humility may develop in him or her. I ask you to draw my friend ever closer to your heart in your presence so that he or she becomes more and more like you. Guide my friend by your Holy Spirit and your grace toward the path of humility and honor. May your favor be on his or her life, and may he or she experience your divine acceleration in all of his or her paths. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to A Miracle Every Day. If you like it, feel free to invite your friends to subscribe to it at miracle.jesus.net. Thanks for existing.